We had begun the laws of Muktzeh. We had discussed the Rambam's introduction to Muktzeh, where the Rambam gave us numerous reasons that Chazal didn't want us to carry things on Shabbos the way we do on weekdays. Chazal didn't want our Shabbos to be a day of rearranging our house. Chazal didn't want us to feel like Shabbos was like the rest of the week. And by making the laws of Muktzeh, we suddenly notice that we have to rest more. Chazal were concerned that if people carry around their pens and their cell phones and their plow, they're going to end up doing work on Shabbos. So we have numerous reasons why Chazal instituted the prohibition of Muktzeh. Among the details of the laws of Muktzeh, we also have a prohibition of moving Muktzeh. So we will have to define the different types of Muktzeh, what makes something Muktzeh. And then we will learn the details of when may I move Muktzeh. So our general rule is if something is Muktzeh, I'm not allowed to move it. I'm not allowed to cause it to move. But that breaks down into six different definitions of what the prohibition of moving Muktzeh is. I prefer to go out of his order and describe the different types of Muktzeh and then come back to the question of moving Muktzeh. Okay? Let's begin with the classical Muktzeh, which I think it seems that this was the prototype from which Chazal expanded Muktzeh. A person has figs that he harvested from the tree. They're fresh figs. And the figs that are harvested were placed on his rooftop to dry. And he spreads them out on his rooftop to dry. And what happens to figs as you dry them on the rooftop, as you dry them, is they go from being edible, because figs that are fresh are edible, and now they undergo a drying process where they become non-edible. And then when they complete the drying process, then they again become edible as dry figs. So figs that are spread out to dry are called muktzeh. The word muktzeh literally means figs that were harvested and spread out to dry. That's what the word muktzeh means. So when those figs were spread out and now they're not so edible, in the middle of Shabbos, someone wants to take some of those figs, put them on his eyes, make a bomb out of them. He wants to bomb B-A-L-M, not B-O-M-B, yes? He wants to do something soothing with these half-rotten figs, meaning in a week, they're going to be dry and yummy. But right now, they're in that middle state of being half-rotten. They're not fresh and edible as fresh. They're not dry and edible as dry. They're in between. At that state, the rabbi said, you're not allowed to touch them on Shabbos. Your dates that are on the rooftop, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos. They are muktzeh. They are the dates that were spread out to dry. And from here, we evolve into other definitions. What makes something muktzeh? So what's unique about those figs? Is it that I have no use for them on Shabbos. They're not yet edible. So we will see now many different definitions, many different types of muktzeh. So the first type is something that has no use on Shabbos. So that could be the rocks in your yard. They're muktzeh. They have no use. They're not a vessel. They are something which is just not usable. So that could be splinters. That could be things in the garbage bin. So that's called muktzeh mechamat gufo. Something where its own body is not usable on Shabbat. So that's one type of muktzeh. That's a very heavy muktzeh. So people make a mistake. Sometimes they have an outdoor kiddush. They're outside and they set the tables. And then they notice that their pile of plates is going to go flying. Their napkins are going to go flying. So what do? They look around for a big, clean rock, and they want to put that down as a paperweight to hold down their napkins. Well, you can't do that. That rock is muktzeh. You had no use for that rock before. What we will have to discuss is How could I designate a rock? Let's say I want to have designated rocks because I know every Shabbos I have this problem, so I want to designate a rock. So that we'll have to discuss. Before Shabbos, you ate some chicken, you threw out your bones, you put them in the garbage, you have no use for them. And then on Shabbos, suddenly your neighbor comes by and says, hey, I'm all out of dog food. Maybe you have some bones from your chicken life. You say, yeah, let me go get you the bones. Wait a second, those bones were mukta, so you had no use for them before Shabbos, right? You got rid of them. You ate pistachios, and you took the pistachio peels, and you tossed them. And then in the middle of Shabbos, your kid says, Abba, we have arts and crafts on Sunday, and I could use those pistachio peels to glue them onto a picture, make a painting, a picture out of them. Can I take them? No, they're mukta. You have no use for pistachio peels, right? You threw them out. So I gave an example where you ate the pistachios before Shabbos. What happens on Shabbos, we will still discuss. So here we have things that are not a vessel, they have no use, and an example of that we said is the rock on the ground. So that's going to be mukta type number one, mukta mechamat gufo. Let's not ask questions now. Let's understand a little bit. The second type of mukta is also very common. It's called kli shemlachto leisur. If I have a vessel now, so it's not the first type of mukta. It's not mukta mechamat gufo. It's not something that has no use. No, this is something that has a use, but it's a kli, it's a vessel, shemlachto. What I do with it is leisur. I use it for prohibited things. For example, scissors. What do I do with scissors? I cut with scissors. I'm not allowed to cut on Shabbos. For example, a hammer. You're not allowed to bang nails. You're not allowed to build on Shabbos. So here we have vessels. They are kelim, they're kli. Shemlachto leisur. You use them to do prohibited things, things that are prohibited on Shabbos. So that's the second type of mukta. So I know I'm not allowed to touch or move. I'm not allowed to move scissors on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to move my hammer. I'm not allowed to move nails on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to move things which are kli shemlachto leisur. We'll move on. Not everything is a kli shemlachto leisur, meaning, let's say, a flashlight. Is that a kli shemlachto leisur? If I left it on before Shabbos, I'm allowed to use that flashlight. That's not a kli shemlachto leisur. The usage of a flashlight is not prohibited on Shabbos. Turning it on and off is prohibited. Your cell phone. So if your cell phone turns, you can't see the time without pushing a button. So that's a kli shemlachto leisur. But if you could always see the time on your cell phone, and you use your cell phone, people today almost don't carry watches anymore. So your cell phone is also not a kli shemlachto leisur. It's a vessel that's used for permitted things as well, including sometimes people use it as an alarm clock. There might be other problems with the cell phone. But to say that a cell phone is kli shemlachto leisur, not necessarily. If my sole use of a cell phone was to make phone calls, then a cell phone is kli shemlachto leisur. My phone at home is a kli shemlachto leisur. But a cell phone, that we're still going to explore. You can't switch it off. You have a problem. So maybe it's a bad alarm clock. If it keeps ringing. Okay? So we covered two types of mukta so far. We covered kli shemlachto leisur and mukta mechamat gufo. We'll do one more type of mukta. We will expand on each of this. And that is nolad. You have things that were not accessible. You didn't have them before Shabbos. They came to the world on Shabbos. So again, this is something you didn't have use for before Shabbos. For example, a chicken lays an egg. So that's nolad. Just came to the world now. You didn't have access to that egg before Shabbos. So that's a third type of mukta called nolad. Things that were born. Things that just came to fruition on Shabbat. So those are the three types of mukta we discussed so far. We're going to have to discuss other types of mukta and other aspects of mukta, but again, this is intro. We will also learn that not all mukta are created equal. Some are more stringent than others. But again, we're starting. This is intro. We said mukteh mechamat gufo, something that has no use. We said kli shem lachto leisur, a vessel that's used for things that are prohibited on Shabbos. That could include your wallet, that could include your hammer, your scissors. And we said nolad, things that were born, that came to the world on Shabbat. They weren't accessible before Shabbat.